We're joined right now by the head football coach at Mississippi State. He is entering his second season with the Bulldogs. He was the 2016 and 2017 National Offensive Coordinator of the Year, led the Bulldogs to a bowl game and a top 25 ranking last season. First MSU head coach to win eight or more games in his debut since 1939. They open up against Louisiana in New Orleans on August 31st. Joe Moorhead is my guest. Joe, it's good to have you on. How are you?
Great to be back, Jim. Doing great. How are you doing?
Good, good. Good to have you back, Joe. So fall practice opens up next week, and the preparations for Louisiana in the Superdome will begin in earnest. But, Joe, before we get to that, I understand there's a big Little League tournament going on. What are those Little League games like for you as a father?
Oh, they're fantastic. And I'm a baseball guy at heart, so it's, you know, one of the times where I get to plop down my chair and kind of sit behind the screen and, you know, watch our guys play. And, you know, we win this one. We had the regionals in Waco. That'll be on ESPN. So one pitch at a time is what I'm telling them.
That's big-time baseball right there. Now, I know you're a baseball guy. In fact, as long as we're on the topic, you're a big Pirates fan, and you were back in Pittsburgh recently for the 40th reunion of the 1979 Pirates team. What kind of memories do you have of that team?
I was just about six when they won that series in 79, and I can remember it vividly. Can probably recite the entire start lineup, and there was a little bit of rain delay in the game this past Saturday, and they put the they put that game seven up on the screen, and it was pretty cool when they assembled the team right prior to the game and announced all the guys. And it was just a pretty neat moment for people from Pittsburgh who followed that team.
Joe Moorhead joining us. I feel like I could do an entire interview about Little League or the We Are Family Pirates or the Curse of Oak Island. I mean, all this is a compliment. But a lot of coaches try to make it seem like they don't have lives, that they're only obsessed with college football. Joe, how important is it for you to have a life away from the game and to unplug when there's time to unplug?
Yeah, a good friend of mine who I went to high school with, who's now the defensive coordinator at Texas, Todd Orlando, we coached together at UConn the year that, we went to the Fiesta Bowl. And one thing that he said to me, he said, hey, in this profession, you've got to take your job seriously, but not yourself. But at the end of the day, we're husbands, we're fathers. And I think that the more in tune and the more fun that you have off the field, I think the better coach it makes you, you know, when it comes time to do those things in the season.
We are talking to Joe Moorhead. That's really interesting that you got to take your job seriously, but not yourself. Now, you're coming off a season where you were ranked in the top 25. You won the Egg Bowl by 32 points. You went to a New Year's Bowl. You had the most wins at Mississippi State by a first-year head coach in nearly eight decades. You always want more, but from the outside, that seems like a really successful season. When you look back on last year, what kind of thoughts do you have?
Yeah, I think, you know, I was pleased with it, but not satisfied. Certainly, we had a very, very high-level defense, led the SEC in the country in scoring defense and total yardage. I had three guys drafted in the first round. Took some positive steps offensively. You know, there were a few games there at the beginning of the season against SEC opponents where we didn't perform to my expectation level or historically what we've done in this offensive system. But I do think we built a strong foundation, and I think, year two, everywhere I've been, we've taken a nice big jump and a major step, and I think we're poised to do that this year as well.
We're talking Mississippi State football. Joe Moorhead's the head coach. All right, so what about that second year? As you get ready for your second season, how different does it feel as compared to this time last year?
I think, the kids understand our expectation level of them, and we understand their expectation level of us. You know, coaches use the term culture, and I feel like, you know, we've taken major steps there. I'm seeing great things this summer from our leadership, our chemistry, our accountability and all those little things that matter, because we're not always going to have the most talented team. You know, obviously the SEC and the SEC West, the most, rigorous division in all of college football. And when you don't always have the most talent on your roster, you got to find a way to bridge the gap between good and great. And I think our belief in those little things is what's going to help us. And I've seen that so far this summer.
Now, Joe, there's culture, and that's critical to be sure. And then there's schemes. You've always been known for your offensive schemes. So when you're coming into a new situation with a whole new roster and you've got to install a new offense, how are you able to get the offense to where you wanted it to be last year? How'd you get it in so quickly?
Yeah, I think it's a delicate balance, Jim. And at the end of the day, I always tell our coaches, it's not what we know, it's what the players can execute. You want to make sure that you have your scheme match your personnel, not the other way around. So there are certain things that we did at Penn State and at places before that maybe we weren't able to do right away here at Mississippi State, based on who our guys are and what they were able to execute. But I think a good, strong foundation of it was built. I think we did a very, very good job running the ball. And I think for us to take the next step, We got to increase the efficiency and the explosiveness of our pass game, and I think we're going to be able to do that.
Joe Moorhead joining us. All right, so in terms of that pass game, the expectation is you'll have a quarterback battle in camp between Tommy Stevens, who arrived from Penn State, and Keaton Thompson. Rather than asking you to evaluate their strengths, what is it that you're looking for in a quarterback, and what are the signs to let you know somebody is the guy that you want to lead that offense?
Yeah, with the guys on the roster and the guys that we recruit, we say we want a quarterback to compete with his brain, his arms, and his legs. And I think the biggest thing outside of inspired confidence in your teammates and the belief that you're the guy to lead the team to victories, both guys are equally skilled as runners. If you look at their history, they're probably both around 8 yards a carry. So that's not going to be the thing that separates them. For us, it's going to be who throws the ball better, who makes the best decisions, who's the most accurate, who can push the ball down the field, and who can minimize turnover. So the thing throughout the course of camp and the competition that's going to lead us to a starter is who's going to be the better thrower of the two guys.
We're talking to Joe Moorhead. Now, Joe, you mentioned the defense, and you had some elite talent on defense, as you pointed out. You had three guys go in the first round, yet you're still returning a lot of talent on that side of the ball. What kind of expectations do you have for the defense this year?
Yeah, I think we're going to need to reload rather than rebuild. Bob Shoup, who was a Broyles Award finalist last year, came in from Tennessee, did an awesome job with his staff. You know, the front four, we lost Montez, Gary Green, and Jeffrey Ault of the draft, and Braxton Hoyett signed a free agent contract, as well as our three interior backups. So I think across the defensive line, we've got experience, we've got talent, we just got to get them a bunch of reps. I think our linebacking core is as good as any in the SEC or the country, and have some good returning guys on the back end. So it's going to be a matter of getting the inexperienced guys who are talented a bunch of repetitions and kind of, you know, elevating the expectation level to build off of what we did last year.
We're talking Mississippi State football. Head coach Joe Moorhead for another moment or two joining us. Now, when you and I talked about last season, this was not your first time as a head coach. You had been a head coach before when you were at Fordham before going to Penn State as the offensive coordinator. So, Joe, how did it feel to be back as a head coach?
No, it felt great. And to be able to take over Fordham, which was my alma mater, and I think we went 38-13 there and, beat two FBS teams, beat Temple and beat Army. It's the same seat, but with a lot more responsibility and a lot more eyes on you. I think around the staff table at Fordham, we had 10 total people, sitting in the staff room now, and there's probably 35, 40 people in there. And it means more delegation and more responsibility, but to have the opportunity to lead a group of young men to achieve things that maybe they're not capable of achieving on their own, because that's what I define as leadership. And there's no better place to do it than the SEC West. And that's why I took this job, because of the challenge of doing it against the best. We're going to do it big or we're not going to do it at all.
You bet. And Joe, one last thought. One of the differences between last year and this year is the fact that you've got a totally new physique. You dropped more than 50 pounds. And you said, quote, "I got to 295. I got tired of recruits asking where I played on the offensive line instead of how many yards I passed for as a quarterback. That was one reason, but the true impetus of it was my mom," end quote. So what did your mom say to you? And then how much did that motivate you?
Well, her and my dad came down to the bowl game, to the Outback Bowl, and we got back home and he kind of got on the phone and I'm the youngest of three and she's an Italian lady from Pittsburgh. And the next thing I do wrong in her eyes will be the first thing in only a way she can. "Hey, honey, I'm a little bit worried about your health. You think maybe you should start watching what you eat?" And when she said that, it was time to take a good hard look in the mirror and a good hard push away from the table and start dropping some LBS.
Hey Joe, the thing is, being a head coach is a really stressful job. I mean, there are more things to do than there are hours in the day. Between being a family man and a coach, it's easy and it's understandable to just grab whatever you can when you can, no matter what it is. But that has not been your approach. What has been your approach when it comes to diet?
Yeah, the term, I guess, is intermittent fasting, where you pick a 6 to 8 hour block of time during the day to eat. I've heard that most people do it from noon to 6 or noon to 8. That allows you to get two meals. I felt like anything worth doing was worth overdoing. So I go like 6 to midnight, which allows me to eat one meal. And I don't know that I didn't do much research into it. I started doing it and it worked. So just kept it rolling.
So let me ask you, how different do you feel as a result of all this?
Now, I feel great. I used to have to walk and I'm not very fast, so I don't run. So now I'm able to jog and just don't feel like you're carrying those extra 55 pounds around with you.
Great. He's the head football coach at Mississippi State, entering his second season there. They're coming off a really, really big season. They open up against Louisiana in New Orleans on August 31st. Joe Moorhead, my guest. Joe, great to get caught up, and nice to have you back on. Thanks so much.
No, great to be back, man. Really appreciate it, Jim.
You got it, Joe.
Day.
You too, Joe. Appreciate it. Joe Moorhead. appreciate him coming on, and I also appreciate the legend that is Bill Martin at Mississippi State. Bill, my man, good looking out. Appreciate you and appreciate the coach. They had a huge year.